Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
You but God with good credits.
Welcome to Black Guys with Good Credit. I'm
back.
Sean Linda, and this is my co-host Terry Ross.
What are we talking about today?
Well, hey, first of all, for those that don't know, we are on YouTube now, live and direct. So download us on YouTube, and also listen to us on our podcast stream as well. And please share with others. Don't keep all this great information to yourself.
Don't keep it to yourself. Spread the love. It's the Brooklyn way.
The Brooklyn way, exactly. This show, I think, is so important. It's probably one of my favorite shows. We're going to talk about the truths and the myths about your credit report. You know, people always call me up like, oh, my credit is bad. Can I do this X, Y, Z? Can I increase my score by doing this, by doing that? And some of them are just like, what are you talking about? So I really think we deserve to have a show. We're just telling people, like, what are the myths and what are the facts about increasing your credit score?
Yeah.
Things that affect your credit score.
There's a lot of information out there and a lot of information we don't know, so we're trying to clear the air, make it simple. First, truth.
Truth.
Late payments can hurt your credit score. I think we all understand this to a degree.
Yeah, but I'd be surprised. I've had adults call me and don't know the impact of, like
actually, right.
Yeah. Before about, like, right, her daughter totaled her car, and the car didn't have insurance, so she just stopped making payments. And I'm like, well, that's
car payments.
Yeah, that's going to affect your credit report because you have this debt that you agreed to, and now you're not making payments on it. So it is going to hurt your credit score. The Experian, Equifax, they don't care that your daughter rolled off your car. That's nobody's business, but you are responsible for the payments of that car.
Yeah, I'm going to backtrack a bit. While I do think some people know it, I think people don't understand how much it affects your credit score.
Right.
They don't realize that these late payments, how long do they stay on your report?
They can stay up to 7-8 years.
7-8 years. I got a bad story to tell. I got to reel it back. When I was 18, got my first credit card, right? I was working at a restaurant, busy season, I'm making all this money, I'm spending money. Christmas time, I'm buying gifts, right? The bill came, and this is where I got in trouble. I didn't pay it off as quickly as I should. I eventually get a notice, right? After that, I paid it off, I settled it. But for years, and I'm not a professional, finished school, doing my thing, and I'm like, I'm still being held to something that happened when I was 18, and I'm 23, 24. Eventually, by the time I was like 26, it was done, and my credit's been great ever since. But it was something that was a drag on me for a long time. I'm lucky that it was not a time in my life where I needed it.
And there's simple solutions. The one is, auto payment. Set it and forget it.
Yep.
Just let it come up automatically. And if you do find yourself in a situation where you have this bad debt, everything is negotiable.
It is,
yeah. I told the lady with the car, okay, call the car company, let them know that, hey, I want to clear this debt. Can we work on some kind of payment schedule that can work? Or maybe they even reduce the balance. But that'll turn something negative into positive because it'll show that you're making continuous payments towards this debt.
Exactly.
So you cannot necessarily remove it, but you can make it a positive thing.
Right.
And you can show that, hey, I'm now making consistent payments towards this debt.
Flip it on its head.
And most times they'll give you something that you can afford. Because they just want to get pennies.
They want to get paid something. They'd rather something than nothing.
Exactly.
All right. Second truth. We're keeping up with the truths right now. You should always use your credit card responsibly. We again hope that's something people
sounds
understand.
Simple,
but you gotta watch your credit behavior. I think people get these cards and they think, oh,
it's
nothing's
money.
Happening. It's money. Woo! And then busy with the first.
They miss deadlines. They miss payment dates. They miss, like, every time you put something in your card, you should already think, ahead, how am I going to pay this off?
Right.
Not, oh my God, not just put something on your card and not know the plan to pay it off.
Exactly. You can't be figuring it out in the future.
Your
just
mouth should not be bigger than your eyes.
Is there anything more to say after that? All right, okay. We're keeping it going. We're with the truths again. We're sticking with credit cards. And it's important to stay below your credit card limits. Maxing out your credit cards can raise red flags about your ability to handle debt. It shows that you don't have much available credit.
I always use a big word for this when I teach a class. It shows desperation.
Desperation!
Nobody wants to date or be around somebody that's desperate. So if your credit cards are maxed out, nobody's going to want to do further business. You're like, well, that's why I'm getting a new card, because these ones are maxed out. But if you're trying to apply for me, get an ICU, you max it, you're desperate.
Yeah, yeah. And then you're going to max that out too at some point.
Exactly.
Listen, your behavior, your credit behavior follows you, precedes you.
A credit card is just a report on
your
behavior.
Just a report?
Yeah. Your credit behavior.
Yep.
You know, a general rule, Terrence, is like, keep your credit card limit no higher than 30% of the available balance.
30%. Okay.
Yeah, so
and if
you have $100 credit card balance, don't bring it more than $70. $1,000, $700.
Right.
$10,000, $7,000. You get the point.
Keep it in a manageable range. Let's move on. Let's get a myth, right? Let's see what falsehoods are out there. The myth here is you shouldn't review your credit report. Don't look at it. It's going to hurt your score. No, it's not. Talk to me about it. I mean, it will, but
I've had people that ignore their credit report, don't want to know, but you have to know your business.
Right.
And you have to know where it's at. Like, there are so many credit cards that you can apply for, even bank cards that have it, where you get a free credit report.
Yeah.
It comes every month. You can look at it. You can look at it anytime.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Instead of hard pulling your credit report, just apply for one of these credit cards. Get a debit card where you get free access to your credit report. So you see any changes along the way. And if something happens that you're not responsible for, something's on there that's false, then have it removed. Call that company and have it removed. But I always say, you can remove something that's negative, that's false, but you can't remove something that's negative, that's true.
Right. Let me ask you this about the timeliness of this as well. If you don't address these things on your credit in due time and you wait too long, Have you had situations or heard situations where people are now looking back, but now it's too late?
I've been at the closing table with people where something negative comes on their credit report just before the closing, because companies may rerun your credit, like especially with mortgages. If you apply for more, it's a long process. So they may run your credit card at the beginning, and then at the end, they may run it to see if everything's still the same.
Right.
And if something's changed, it could affect that deal.
See? Got to stay on top of it, right? Let's move back to the truths a little bit. Having no credit is worse than having bad credit. Creditors and lenders want to see that you can handle debt. Listen, right. You have to be playing the game to be in the game. They're not going to trust you if they feel like you're a non-entity, right? So having multiple open credit lines that are in good shape is key when it comes to your credit score. I know what you mean. There's some people that live out here in this cash mindset. They're like, nah, I got no credit. I'm good. I'm only using cash. They can't touch me. Look at me. But you know, you're still losing.
Limited growth. You're not going to reach that financial wealth. You know, you're not going to create something for the next generation that you thought you could. They're going to have you struggling just like you. You have to use credit. You have to know how to leverage. You have to be responsible. And having no credit is worse. And people say that. It's like, okay, you're very much into soccer, what the world calls football. Imagine I said I'm the best football player and I've been sitting on the sideline.
I'm not playing.
Put me on Madrid. You have to go out there to prove yourself yet before you can, you know, so credit is important, to establish credit. And you can have $1,000 credit card limit. And just keep paying it every month and being responsible, and that'll keep your credit score up.
Yep.
So when the time needs, it's there and available for you. Let me give another myth, Karen. This is one, this is one I love. And then I felt it as the beginning. Should I close credit lines I'm not using?
It's a great one, Sean.
That is a myth. No, you shouldn't. Your credit score is partly based on the age of your credit. Closing your oldest line of credit may actually affect your credit score negatively. If you have a few cards open, be wary about closing an old account that you don't use. There's no need to keep a minimum balance on it, but once it's paid in full, put it in a drawer and keep the line open. If you're not concerned about paying a yearly credit card you're not using, get in touch with your credit or bank, and they may be able to find a way to help you avoid that fee.
So
one thing I do is I just downgrade the card.
Right.
So if I have a platinum card with American Express, I'll downgrade it to like a silver card or something
right.
of that nature, so where there's no fee, and I keep the line open, because your credit history starts from your first credit card or your first history of credit.
Yep.
So you want to keep those cards. You don't want to close your card because looks like it gets you out of the desperation rates. Because say, for example, you have a credit card that has a spending limit of $10,000 and you have another one that has a spending limit of $5,000. Your total available credit is $15,000. And say, I'm not using the $10,000 card anymore, and you close that. Your spending limit goes from $10,000 to only $5,000. And if you had $500 on that card, if you had $1,000 on the card, you'd rather have $1,000 on a total of $15,000.
Right, yes.
Then $1,000 on $5,000, which will give you a 25% utilization.
It's a percentage. It's a percentage. Listen, would you go to Harvard or Yale and then take it off your resume?
Exactly.
No, you're going to, yeah, listen, as Sean said, the credit report is a report. Your credit score is a report on your credit and how you spend it. So I've gone through this before. I think this is a good example because a lot of people do think, oh, okay, I'm not using that card.
I'm a victim of that. I did that myself.
Yeah, it's responsible to close it, right? And I, you know, what I do now, because I've had situations where I have finished paying off cards, like I use a 0% APR, I paid it off, and I'm kind of not using it. And even the credit card company closed the card because they're like, well, this isn't in use. So on that note, what I do as well is make sure for cards that I don't use frequently, I keep one or two things on it that have an auto pay as well. Right, so the cards stay alive. They keep that big credit open. Staying alive. There you go. Listen, I got a card right now that the limit is $8,000, and I'm paying $30 on it a month. I'm paying it off. It's one of my bills, but I'm keeping it alive. It's a card I don't really want to use that much.
Staying alive.
I'm staying alive. That's it. All right, last one. Truth: a high credit score can help you qualify. But back to the real estate. For a lower monthly mortgage payment. It's important to note when you're applying for a loan, including a mortgage, that the bank will take your credit score into consideration. If you have a high credit score, the bank will be more likely to offer you a better interest rate. This isn't rocket science, I think we all know this, but a better interest rate can lead to a lower monthly payment, which takes stress off your back, which keeps money in your damn pocket. Also, money you're gonna use to invest to make more money. That's the whole point of this entire thing.
Correct. Once again, well said, Terrence. I don't even have anything to add to that. I think this is a great show.
That's a shocker. I got shocked.
And send us a line, send us a note at tbgwgc@gmail.com. We'd like to hear more of what you think a myth is or a truth about.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Frederick Ports, and we'll answer it on our next show. I think it was a great show. I think it was punchy, and people got the message.
That's the truths and the falsehoods. We're trying to break it down. Like Sean said, let us know what you've been going through, what thoughts you have, any other myths, any other experiences you had. I'm Terry, and I'm out. As I always say, guys, nothing changes if nothing changes. You got to change what you're doing to see the future ahead.
Exactly. Understand, you know, learn. Continue to learn and understand the importance of credit, know your credit report, understand it, and, you know, keep it moving. Keep it in the positive, keep it going up and up and up. We all deserve to be there.
Stay alive.
Your money's your money, keep it in your damn pocket, people. We're out of here. Peace.